Any other hot spots we should all be talking about?
I think we did talk about account planning briefly, but I'll mention that again just because it really deserves that, which is another one of those that everybody does it. Everybody's had some kind of experience with it. A lot of people have gone to counseling because of account planning mishaps.
Yeah, the worst words in the world. It's time to build our account plans again, right. At which point everyone rips out a clean sheet of paper and starts from scratch.
Right. So like we said before, Steve, it's one of those terms or one of those sets of words that we automatically attribute meaning to. So whenever you say account planning, people have images flash up in their mind of what that is, the pain, the suffering, the presentations, putting in the file cabinet, pulling it out next year and wondering if we actually ever did anything that we said we were going to do.
If it was in the filing cabinet, we didn't.
Right, right. Yeah. So yeah, maybe we're lucky, but account planning, we think of as creating a living account planning process. Mm-hmm. So how do you do something, number one, that's simple that the organization will actually do and they'll follow up on? And how do you create a process that keeps them engaged throughout the year?
Yeah.
And it's not about the presentation, but it's about making that plan visible so that the entire sales team that's relevant to that plan can see progress on it, building action plans within that account plan, putting it in CRM to make it come alive. So, you know, it's not your father's account planning process anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a very alive, enabled, active account planning process. Yep. So that's really important. So we've got to get rid of those old meetings, and we've got to teach people how to do that in a very simple way. So we're spending a lot of time doing that right now. And of course it gets results because we go through some creative exercises about, okay, you've got, you know, make sure, for example, we've got a big account. We've got to sell $10 million in that account next year. How are we going to do that? Well, how do we start to come up with ideas for all the opportunities that we can pursue? And then how do we start to push our thinking to come up with new ideas that we haven't thought of before? So there's some techniques we use there as well.
And because we so often talk now about the buyer journey, it's instead of asking the question, what do we need to sell? We might ask ourselves what they might need to buy in order to accomplish their business objectives.
Right. So what they need to buy, we'll usually break it into a few pieces.
Right.
What can we do to sell our stuff to the customer? What can we do to partner with the customer to help them sell their stuff to their customer? What can we do to partner with somebody else that is related to us in our business to work with the customer, to give them value that we can't give them alone? Mm-hmm. So we start thinking in different dimensions like that, and we start saying, well, if we've got a $10 million goal for the account, how do we find 30 right now?
Right.
You'll run out at about probably 15 or 20, but we can find 30 by using some of those creative techniques, by those using those different angles.
That's great.
Yeah, another real hot one is...